Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a review for Crazy Rich Asians. And it's directed by John M. Chu, who has put out a lot of garbage. Some of the Step Up movies, G.I. Joe Retaliation. How do you feel about that one, Keith?
G.I. Joe Retaliation, no.
Jim and the Holograms. That movie stayed in the theater for maybe like 2 weeks before it went to home video. He also directed Now You See Me 2, which was garbage. But it's written by Peter Chiarelli and Adele Lim. And it stars Constance Wu, Henry Golding, and Michelle Yeoh. And the synopsis is, this contemporary romantic comedy based on a global bestseller follows a native New Yorker, Rachel Chu, to Singapore to meet her boyfriend's family. So that synopsis is pretty much what the movie is. Henry Golding's character, his name is Nick Young. He meets Constance Wu's character, Rachel. And by the time the movie starts, they are already in a relationship. They've been in a relationship for about a year. Henry's been hiding some stuff that his family has a lot of money. Rachel's a professor at NYU. One of his friends is getting married. He suggests to her that they should go to Singapore, and he's going to introduce her to his family. She's a little worried about it just because she's an Asian American. She grew up in the United States, and that her mom warns her that their values, because this is technically going to be Singapore Chinese, are a little different as far as their values are concerned. So she's on guard about it, goes there, and one of the first things that she noticed that his family has a lot of money, Nick says that, all right, well, we're going to go on a plane. People come to take his bag. They escort him to the plane, and it's like this very nice suite on the plane. And she's like, well, how come you didn't tell me that your family had a lot of money? He's like, well, I'm not like them. I'm very grounded, down to earth, and just want to share this experience with you. So they go to Singapore. They meet some of his family. They still kind of look down at her that because she's Chinese American, that she's not living up to their standards. She meets Michelle Yeoh, and she kind of plays the antagonist of the movie, Nick Young's mother. And she's just very cold and not accepting. But there's a couple of different subplots. But the main subplot is that people don't like Rachel Chu. And one of the screwed up things that happened is that they go into the bachelorette party. And it's on an island. So they have rented out the whole island. And mani-pedi moment and massage. And then one of Nick's ex-girlfriends intimidates her. And when she walks back to her room, and it's this very nice cabana. She has a dead fish that has been gutted, bleeding all over her sheets.
What the heck?
Bleeding all over her sheets with this thing written in blood. It's written in blood basically about how she's not the right person for Nick. And that might be a little extreme, but the whole thing with the movie is that people see Nick as the next person in line and his father's company, and he chose this average person to be girlfriend, future wife, and that's kind of where I stopped. So I like this movie a lot. This movie was not the number one movie. Something was just wrong with the world, but at the heart of it, this is just a very good romantic comedy. Plain and simple. And for someone such as John M. Chu, who has put out a lot of garbage, I have to respect him for that. Also, another thing that I will point out is that this movie is shot very well. Like, from the set design, the cinematography, it looks very nice. So if I had to compare it to something, I would compare it to maybe something like Casino. I know it's kind of a weird comparison. Like, why would you just choose Goodfellas? But it's just like the cinematography is that level where it is very bright. And sometimes it's not necessarily a musical, but the music is very good in this. And that kind of ties into some of the scenes. And then some of it is just, hey, well, it's friends getting together. It's going to be a party. It's all that. But the heart of it is a very good romantic comedy. So some of the negative parts about it for me would be Michelle Yeoh's character, because she does do that a lot. The roles that she plays in, kind of in particular, Marco Polo. It's kind of like that same coldness character. Another negative is Awkwafina. She was also in Ocean 8. Her comedic stick, a little unnecessary. I think she needs to change for different roles. So those are my negatives. But for a score, I'm going to give this an 8. Again, I liked it a lot. So that's Beast Game Podcast.